Well, in trending food news, gotta ask you something. If you're having lunch today and you need some ketchup, well, I suggest you bring your own ketchup because there is a shortage of ketchup in the United States.
I knew I should have grabbed a handful when I left that restaurant.
Yeah, it's led to Americans selling single-use packets obtained from fast food restaurants on eBay and other marketplaces. So they're selling them on eBay and what? The coronavirus pandemic phenomenon, as reported by the Wall Street Journal, has led to ridiculous spikes in prices for the single-use packets, including one listing for three packets on eBay Wednesday afternoon that had been bid up to $11.50. And it was designated
for a packet of ketchup?
For one packet, yeah.
How much?
$11.50, Steve.
Ketchup ain't that good.
Right.
Right, that I got to pay almost $12 for it.
Now
for
that I'm an adult.
Yeah, for a packet, for a little bit of packet. Yeah.
Yeah. During the pandemic, everyone was ordering food to go. So, you know, I guess.
That's a shortage, huh?
Yeah, that makes it a shortage. But good news, Kraft Heinz said in a statement that it is ramping up production to meet shortage demand. So there you go. Good. They're going to take care of it. But until then, you got your $11.50.
I wish I was
one pack.
Yeah, I'm not that into ketchup any like I was as a kid. I mean, ketchup and milk, ooh, I loved. But now, I can eat fries without ketchup. But what do you guys like your ketchup on besides fries? That's the obvious answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Burgers. I like ketchup on burgers. Fries.
Oh, burgers. Yeah.
Now I'm a mayo man and mustard.
Oh, on your burger?
Mayo. Now, if I have mustard, I gotta have ketchup. But if I have mayo, that's it.
I can't stand bacon on a burger.
What?
Can't stand.
You don't like a bacon cheeseburger?
Absolutely not.
I'm kind of like that, too. I'm not really a purist person, when it comes to burgers. I don't like eggs. Do you like eggs on your burger?
Yes.
Hell yeah. At Fat Burger.
Yes. Yes.
See, I don't. Ooh,
Fat Burger got that King Burger.
That's meat, Nate. That's some good eating, right?
Thinking about that on my next cheat day when I get back home.
Yes.
I can't do it. I can't.
Now, do you guys put ketchup on your hot dog? That's always a debate. If people put ketchup on their hot dog.
Yeah.
If I eat a hot dog, yeah. Ketchup and mustard, though. Those two go together for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You put ketchup on your hot dog too, Steve? Junior said,
Yeah, sometimes I do, but I gotta have mustard, really.
Oh, yeah. Mustard without a doubt.
Mustard is a must.
Mustard and onions. Yeah.
Mustard is a must.
On the hot dog.
Right,
on a hot dog. Yeah. You can't do that ketchup on that.
And what about relish and onions and all that stuff?
Yeah. On the hot
dog. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, surely Chicago dogs.
Chicago, the best dogs in the world.
With little peppers on it.
Yes.
The bread with the seeds on it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. The bread with the seeds.
What the?
That bun. Man, when I first went to Chicago and had one, I fell in love.
Yeah.
But y'all don't do it like Cleveland. Them Polish boys in Cleveland, and y'all don't know nothing about that.
What do you do with a Polish sausage? But the west side of Chicago, you what? Get you the Polish sausage now.
No, you're not. Uh-uh.
Polish sausage. West side.
With those onions. Oh, come on, Steve.
Onions.
What?
Yeah. What you put on your Polish sausage?
This way. This only way it go.
Attitude?
Oh, we got an attitude about this.
Bun.
Bun.
Yeah, bun.
French fries on the bun.
Okay.
Polish sausage on top of the fries.
Uh-huh.
Slaw on top of the Polish boy, barbecue sauce on top of the slaw, some more fries on top of the slaw, and some more barbecue sauce. That's a damn Cleveland Polish boy. Yeah, I told you you don't know what that is. Now, you had Polish sausages in Chicago, but you ain't had no damn Polish boy. I know V1OV, all of them going to be upset. Polish boy, I said it. I know where it's from.
All right, look at the time. We got to go. Polish sausage fight. More of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.